board it and put it just this way. Made great big platters out of it.
Would you ever make something like syrup called molasses?
Well, that's whenever you're making syrup, they call it molasses.
No? So that's the same thing?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
It comes from the cane. You got to cook the syrup, and they call it molasses.
So the molasses...
That is... that's the old dark skimmings of the syrup they put on the feed is what they call molasses. And the syrup that you have it, it's clear like that over in that bottle.
Well, now, would there be any difference in the sweetness of it?
No, it wouldn't be, because it's the skimmings off of that, part the thick sediments of it, and they use that to put on their hay and stuff for the cows.
Well, you know, nowadays they sell artificial syrup.
Yeah, they say they do, but I don't know what they do. But I would like my syrup to know where it's made.
So you like what kind of syrup?
I like homemade syrup.
So you say, well, if it isn't imitation syrup, it's...
homemade syrup.
And what about if you have a chair and somebody says, is that vinyl covering? And you say, no, it's... what kind of leather?
I'd say it was this, you know, just leather. This.
If it was real leather, you'd say it was...
leather, and if it weren't, I'd say it was this old plastic stuff.
What, would you ever say gin? Gin?
I don't know about that general, nothing like that. But
well, if it's not artificial, it's gin.
It's general.
What about genuine or genuine?
Genuine. Plastic is all I'd say. That there's right there ain't leather, but it's on the line now. It's in genuine plastic.
So do you use that word much?
No, I don't use it much because...
Don't need it,
and so I know what the stuff is, and I know you when you go to get it covered, you got to cover it back in that, and hit a crack and break.
Well, now, how did you buy sugar a long time ago?
We bought it by the barrels, or made it. We made our sugar. Well, sure.
Well, if you bought it by the barrel, you'd say you bought it how? You'd say you bought it in
barrels of, you know, barrels. They buy it by the 100-pound sack.
So that would be in bulk.
In bulk, yeah.
And now, did you ever make anything like to put on your toast at breakfast time?
Yes. I'd take me some cinnamon and some butter and make me something to dip my toast in and stick it in the stove, but you can't do it in a toaster over there. It gets all over it.
What about something like you might pick blackberries or apples?
Oh, jelly. I made a mini pile of jelly.
Preserves.
Take figs and make canned preserves.
I bet they're good.
Of course, you know I made a mini jar of jelly. I even make apple jelly, pear jelly.
Now, what do you say when you can't understand what somebody's saying? You say,
I can't understand.
Well, if you wanted to repeat it,
I'd say, now tell me again.
And if a man has plenty of money, you know. You say he doesn't have anything to worry about, but you say life is hard for a man.
Well, I'd say life is hard for a man if he don't have nobody to help take care of it, if he has got a plenty.
Well, if a man doesn't have anybody to take care of him and doesn't have any money, say he's what?
I'd say he needed to be where he could be seen after, sent to the old folks' home or something where he could be seen and fed his meals.
Well, what's the opposite of a rich man?
Poor man. Doesn't like me. It's poor women, too.
Well, you might say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor.
He was just a poor farmer, and he raised his young'uns.
He knew how to do it.
He raised his food. He didn't buy much food. He raised his meat. He raised his cows. If he wanted a cow, he'd kill it. And they dry their beef back there then.
Yes, sir. They did.
Dry it and lay it up on a shelf out in the sun and cover it up with this, you know, what you call backer cloth. And I know you've seen that. Have I not?
Like a croaker sack?
No, it's thinner than a croaker sack, but they didn't want no flies to get on it.
Well, you might say, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
that had a rich daddy. Well, rich in money, or he might have had that much. But now, you know, the rich won't get to heaven. They're a bit quicker than the poor will.
That's true. Now, tell me some different kinds of fruit trees you have around here.
I don't have too many right here, but there's plums, pears, apricots, and they grow oranges, tangerines.
What about, do you have any peaches?
We had peaches, and we had tangerines around the yard, and we growed pears, plums, and we gathered our peaches and everything.